you.
Why aren't we talking about it on the radio?
Don Lemon.
From New York, Don Lemon, good morning.
I'm telling you, Tom, you have got to get that for me so when I introduce myself to people, they'll say, what's your name? And it'll go, Don Lemon.
Don't.
Hey, look, I'm not playing, but you know who else isn't playing?
Who?
Black Twitter. We first learned about, and I first reported on the power of Black Twitter in the summer after the George Zimmerman verdict. Remember Juror B37? Mm-hmm. She was the first to speak out after the George Zimmerman trial. She had, after the verdict, as a matter of fact, she had clinched a deal to write a book about her experiences during the trial. That was before she went on CNN and referred to George Zimmerman casually as George.
If they came in the same situation than where Trayvon was, I think George would have reacted the exact same way.
Doesn't that voice just take you back to the summer? Mm. Black Twitter went ballistic, started a change.org petition, and within hours, the book deal had vanished. Black Twitter also zeroed in on Paula Deen after she admitted to using the N-word in the past. Deen then lost a series of endorsements. And more recently, after the Michael Dunn verdict, Black Twitter started a hashtag that went viral called Dangerous Black Kids, which spoofed the fear Dunn testified he allegedly felt before shooting up a car full of teenagers and killing 17-year-old Jordan Davis. Now there is an official Pew Research Center report which shows a growing influence of the Black Twitter internet community. According to Pew, while a similar number of blacks and whites use the internet, a higher percentage of blacks, 22%, use Twitter compared to whites, 16%. Experts say it's because black people and those who identify with the black struggle are increasingly using Twitter as an outlet to tell their own stories rather than having the larger culture tell it for them. Even civil rights organizations like the NAACP are seeing the importance and the power of Black Twitter by tying initiatives to Twitter by using hashtags. Not all black tweeters are black. Not all black people who tweet are part of Black Twitter. But those who are, they tweet often about race, pop culture, and issues that interest the black community. Black Twitter can be smart, it can be snarky, it can be funny, and it can be downright mean. Most times, it should be taken with a grain of salt, but sometimes not. Just ask Paula Deen or Juror B37. However, the common criticism of Black Twitter is that it is too often snarky, too funny, too mean, and not nuanced enough. But I say, Tom, Black Twitter is young and perhaps it's just not yet aware of its own power. Give it some time. And like the president says, it deserves some R-S-P-E-C-T.
R-S-P-E-C-T.
Look what you did there.
You see what I did there, right?